Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to Ashoka Buildcon Limited Q4 FY26 earnings conference call hosted by Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Brokers. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touch-tone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Bhavin Modi from Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Brokers. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Hello everyone. On behalf of Anand Rathi Institutional Equities, I extend a warm welcome to the Ashoka Buildcon Limited Q4 FY26 earnings conference call. We are pleased to have with us today Mr. Satish Parakh, MD, and Mr. Paresh Mehta, CFO. So without further delay, I invite Mr. Satish sir to share his opening remarks, following which we will open the floor for Q&A session. Over to you, sir.
Thank you, Bhavin. Good afternoon, everyone, and a very warm welcome to all of you joining us for Ashoka Buildcon Limited's earnings conference call for the quarter and financial year ended 31st March 2026. I appreciate your continued time.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Your voice is breaking, sir.
My voice is breaking? Okay.
Yes, sir.
I appreciate your continued time, interest, and engagement with the company. Joining me on today's call is our Paresh Mehta, CFO, along with our investor relations advisor from SGA. FY26 has been a transition year for the infrastructure sector. Over the past few years, the industry witnessed aggressive expansion, record awarding activity, and rapid order book growth. However, FY26 marked a shift in focus towards execution quality, financial discipline, monetization, and sustainable growth. Awarding activity was slower than anticipated. Several projects faced delays in clearances and land availability, and execution momentum across the industry was impacted. In addition, Q4 26 has been characterized by a challenging global macroeconomic environment, including geopolitical tensions, inflationary pressures, supply chain uncertainties, and elevated input costs. Rising prices of key materials such as cement, bitumen, steel, fuel, along with labor shortages in certain regions, further impacted the execution pace across the projects. The Indian Railways and infrastructure sector continues to undergo a structural transition, with an increasing focus on quality-led, capital-efficient, and corridor-based development rather than volume-led expansion. The Ministry of Road Transport and Highways and NHAI are steadily aligning the project pipeline towards expressway access control corridors and logistics efficiency movements, rather than kilometer-based awarding. The sector is broadly targeting 11,000 kilometers of highways by FY27 and 15,000 by FY32. Looking ahead at FY27, the outlook for the highway sector remains constructive despite some moderation in physical execution pace. Road construction is expected to be in the range of 9,000-9,500 kilometers during the year. The government is also targeting approximately 75,000 crores of projects under the BOT toll model in FY27, reflecting a renewed push towards private capital participation in road infrastructure. In railways, the government has outlined a long-term capital expenditure plan, nearly 12-13 lakh crores by 2030, focused on dedicated freight corridor electrification, safety system station modernization, and high-speed rail projects. In power transmission segment, significant investment towards renewable energy integration and green energy corridors are expected to create a large, long-duration EPC opportunity pipeline. Overall, capital expenditure in the road sector is budgeted at approximately 2.93 trillion for FY27. representing an increase of 8% year-on-year. Let me now highlight some key business developments during the quarter. During Q4, we secured several important project wins across geographies and sectors, which continue to reinforce our execution capability and client confidence in Ashoka Buildcon. One of the most significant developments was the receipt of letter of award in Kingdom of Saudi Arabia through our wholly owned subsidiary in a joint venture. The project pertains to construction works for Diriyah 1 hotel package with a total value of 1800 crores, in which our share of the project is 900 crores. This marks an important milestone in strengthening our international EPC footprint, particularly in the Middle East. We also received a contract acceptance from the Ministry of Water and Energy, Angola, for rehabilitation of distribution networks value at USD 72 million, which is approximately INR 690 crores, further expanding our international RT&D portfolio. Additionally, we secured a road upgradation project in Liberia valued at around 430 crores, which is 45 million USD, continuing our growing presence in international road infrastructure, particularly across African markets. In India, we received a letter of award from Bihar Rajya Pul Nirman Nigam for construction of a major bridge across River Gandak on EPC basis. The total project value approximately is 474 crores, with Ashoka share as 242 crores. In our Tumkur Shivamoga HAM portfolio in Karnataka, where provisional CODs were achieved across multiple stages, improving annuity visibility and strengthen medium-term cash flows. Another notable development was the reaffirmation of our credit ratings from Acute Ratings. The company's long-term rating is reaffirmed at AA stable, while short-term rating were reaffirmed at A1 plus. On the asset monetization front, we continue to progress on the sale of remaining 6 HAM SPVs. The expected completion timeline has now been extended to June 2026, subject to fulfillment of condition precedent. Coming to order book status, the company has received 4 new projects, orders and LOA, as discussed above. Diriyah Company, Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Bihar Rajya Pul Nirman, Public Works Department, Liberia, Ministry of Energy and Water, Republic of Angola, and LOA from IGR, Pune. As on 31st March 2026, our balance order book stands at 15,312 crores. This is excluding orders received post 31st March of INR 681 crores of Angola. The breakup of order book is roads and railway projects comprise around 10,123 crores, which is 66% of the total order book. Among the road project order book, HAM projects are to the tune of INR 1619 crores and EPC road projects are 7,084 crores and railway is around 1420 crores. Party and the accounts for around 4,627 crores, which is approximately 30% of the total order book. The total building segment order book is INR 562 crores, which is 3.7% of the entire order book. The order book continues to remain diversified across key segments including roads, highways, railways, power transmission, distribution and urban infrastructure projects, domestic and globally. I would now request Paresh Mehta, CFO, to present the financial performance. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, everyone. Starting off with the standalone numbers, for Q4 FY26. Total income stood at 1,819 crores as compared to 2,012 crores in Q4 FY25, a degrowth of 10%. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 168 crores, down by 7% Y-on-Y, with EBITDA margins of 9.2% and improvement by 20 bps year-on-year. Profit before tax, before exceptional items, stood at 35 crores. PAT stood at 49 crores against INR 60 crores for Q4 FY25. Our revenue contribution for each segment of Q4 FY26 is as follows. Road EPC contributed to 50%, Road HAM contributed to 10%, Power T&D contributed 18%, Railway stood at 8%, and other segments like Building EPC and other contributed to 13%. Now for the whole year FY26, total income for the year stood at 5,952 crores as compared to 7,188 crores for FY25, a degrowth of 17%. EBITDA for FY26 stood at 636 crores, down by 6% Y-on-Y, with EBITDA margins of 10.7 crores and improvement of 1.3% year-on-year. Profit before tax, before exceptional items, stood at INR 226 crores and PAT stood at 320 crores. Coming to the consolidated figures, total income for Q4 FY26 stood at 1,992 crores as compared to 2,755 crores in Q4 FY25. EBITDA for the quarter stood at 302 crores with EBITDA margins of 15.1%. Profit before tax, before exceptional items, stood at 172 crores and PAT stood at 147 crores during Q4 FY26. For FY26, the FY26 has been a year of transition, execution focus and strategic consolidation. Revenues were impacted by project mix, monetization activities and completion of certain projects. However, we strengthened our balance sheet, diversified order inflows and expanded our presence across domestic and international markets. During FY26, the company successfully monetized 10 HAM and BOT projects, generating value and improving capital efficiency. Total consolidated debt as on 31st March 2026 stood at 2,778 crores and the standalone debt is at 1,127 crores, which comprises of 70 crores of equipment loan, INR 300 crores of NCDs and 757 crores of working capital. In Q4 FY26, in our BOT division, the company recorded a gross toll collection of 76.9 crores from Jaora-Nayagaon Road Company, as against 66.4 crores in Q4 FY25, recording a growth of 16% year-on-year. With this, we now open the floor for question answers. Thank you.
Thank you very much, sir. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and 1 on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to withdraw yourself from the question queue, you may press star and 2. Participants are requested to use handset while asking a question. Ladies and gentlemen, we'll wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and 1. First question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
So firstly, on clarification, this hotel order of Saudi and the Mumbai intelligence and traffic management system order, where have we recorded that in the order book slide that we have provided? The breakup one, slide number 18.
Hello. This being executed in the SPVs, so they're not part of direct ABL order. This will be over and above the 15,312 crores.
Both the orders?
Both the orders, yeah. They will be executed at SPV level. So at the console, they will be captured. But at standalone ABL level, they are not direct orders executed by ABL directly.
So we won't be doing the APC work, so it won't be in the standalone books?
APC will be done by our subsidiary.
Okay, so it won't reflect in the
standalone.
Okay. So both that Mumbai order as well and the Saudi hotel order as well, both won't be there in the standalone books.
Exactly. In the consolidated will be added.
Okay. 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 So secondly, we have seen quite weak execution in FY 2026. So how do you see execution and margins in FY 2027? And in 4Q, what was the reason for such weak margin at EBITDA level?
So execution-wise, next year we should improve by 20%. Order book-wise also, we expect to get around 8%-10% this year. And there has been pressure on margin due to prolongation in works and overall different overall turnover has also affected due to fixed cost.
There is some disturbance in the sound. So if I got it correctly, revenue guiding for 20% growth in next year and order inflows of 8,000-10,000 crores.
Right.
Okay. So secondly, on the margin side, what are you guiding for FY 2027?
So for FY 2027, as we said in the past, this year.
Sorry to interrupt, sir. Yo, there is static sound coming from your line, sir.
Yeah, one second. Sorry. Can you hear me now? Hello? Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah. So for FY 2027.
Sir, it is not clear. There is some static noise started from your line, sir.
No, I don't think it is. Can you hear me now?
Just give me a moment, sir. I'll just reconnect you. Give me a moment. Ladies and gentlemen, please stay connected while we reconnect to the management. Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for patiently holding. We have the line for the management reconnected. Over to you, sir.
Hello. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Now it is fine. Please go ahead.
So for FY 2026, our EBITDA margins for the whole year stood at around 8.5% plus. Our estimation for FY 2027, based on the order book which we have, we will be in the range of 9.5%-10.5% for next year. So we will definitely reach a two-digit figure for next year.
Okay, sir. What was the reason for miss in 4Q at 6.9%?
So largely, as we have indicated in our opening remarks also, the geopolitical situation has brought some pressure on the price escalation. So we have considered in our balanced budget an increase of around 0.5%-1% of price escalations. And certain ECL provisions done at the year-end are contributors to a lower percentage. Otherwise, we continue to maintain 8.5%-9% EBITDA margin for 2026. So that's the take.
What was the ECL provision in 4Q?
28 crores.
Okay. And then lastly, on the working capital side, we have seen quite a bit of stretch in the year-end. So how do you see it going ahead? Last year, we were around 110 days odd. This year, it has increased almost doubled. So how do you see it going forward?
So because these are milestone-based projects and a couple of projects where we are awaiting appointed date and RoW clearances, we believe that we should go back to the old norms of 110 to 120 days. This is more of a transitory, as in the last call also, we had said there was some buildup of receivables in our power division, which probably by June to end of June and September quarter, most of things would get cleared. So we believe that we should go back to normalcy by post-September.
Okay. Thank you. Those were my questions.
Thank you. Before we move to the next question, a reminder to the participants to ask a question. You may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Bhavin Modi from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Hi, sir. Sir, can you provide us the guidance with respect to what is the targeted order inflow, revenue growth, margins, and what is our bid pipeline looking like? Where we have how much amount we have placed the bids, and what are the segments that we are looking for?
So order book guidance, as I said, it is 8,000-10,000 crores. And this will be across the sectors, roads, railways, power, T&D mainly. And this is domestic as well as international. In domestic, we are working for NHAI, MRTH, NHIDCL and various states. And today, now the companies were working in almost segments like railways, water, buildings. So we are very much hopeful of targeting it to 10,000 crores.
Okay, and so what about the revenue growth? What kind of margins?
As we have said, we are targeting 20% of revenue growth we are looking at.
Okay, and so where do you see, you know, this revenue growth coming from? Because, you know, if I remove, you know, the one HAM project where the appointed date is, you know, still pending, so we just have only 500 crore of backlog, right? And there are only, you know, EPCs, I think, you know, where, or you know, T&D, right, from where we expect the growth to be coming in?
So entire balance order book of 15,300, out of that whatever portion is targeted for this year, plus whatever new orders we get, this all will contribute to a good revenue growth.
Okay, and sir, one if I see the order backlog, right, apart only from the, you know, two or three orders, you know, all the order backlog are less than, you know, 1,000 crore. So can we see, you know, because, you know, all the places, you know, there the mobilization must have been done, you know. So do you see, you know, the some amount of, you know, diseconomies of scale as the, you know, order backlog, you know, start sinking?
Why order box backlog should start sinking?
Already, you know, that less than 1,000.
Hello? Please come back. Yeah. If you can elaborate, it will be better, yeah.
No, my only point is, you know, all the, now the, you know, backlog, right? All the, you know, the individual order backlog, you know, most of them are less
orders,
than 1,000.
Individual projects, yeah.
Yeah, individual projects. And they're less than 1,000 crore, you know, now, most of the
yes.
orders.
Yes.
So, can we... So that, can that have any impact, you know, on the margins?
No, it doesn't have any impact on the margin because margins are completely distributed throughout the project.
Got it. And sir, can you give us the timelines, you know, with respect to the six HAM assets, you know, what are the timelines and what are the expected consideration?
So June is what we are targeting. Out of six, at least four assets we will monetize by June end and receive four buckets now.
To continue on that, out of the six projects, four we are definitely targeting by June end, which will typically bring in cash of around 750 plus crores. And the balance we expect by December, we should bring in another 400 crores.
Got it, sir. Thank you. That's from my side.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Aditya Sahu from HDFC Securities. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Thanks a lot for the opportunity. In terms of the order inflow guidance you have provided, 8 to 10,000 crores of order inflow in FY 27. However, if you could help me with what would be our bid pipeline as of today?
So, if you look at National Highway projects bid pipeline, we have around 40,000 crores identified projects to be bid.
Okay.
In addition to this, there are new projects which will be announced in next quarters.
Understood.
Yeah.
Understood.
States also throwing up a lot of opportunities like BR, UP.
Right. So as and when they come for bidding, that would eventually be added to a bid pipeline. Understood. So, on the five assets each that, you know, we have monetized, what sort of inflows have we had on the books, you know, in terms of the cash inflows for the HAM and BOT assets combined, if you can help me with that number.
So in the HAM projects, we had an inflow of around 1150 crores, and on the BOT assets, we had an inflow of around 1800 crores.
1800 crores. Okay, so these are the combined the combined inflows that we have for the five HAM and five BOT.
Five projects, yeah.
I had missed out on the four assets that you had mentioned, four assets to be monetized by June and two by December. Can you, if you could repeat the number, the inflow that we're expecting on the four assets and the two in December, and the balance of the city in December?
So the four assets, we expect around 750 plus crores. And on the two assets, which will happen by December, around 400 crores.
Okay, okay. Understood, sir. Just one thing, because I think last time we were sort of planning to, you know, get the assets monetized. So our initial plan was four assets by March 26 and two assets by June 26, which is sort of, you know, postponed. So, what is the holdup over here? And, you know, if you could help me with that.
So this is largely dependent on the CODs, PCODs being received by us from NHAI. So based on the PCOD, we are targeted when it will be handed over to the buyer.
Understood, sir. Understood. The HAM investment, I think our current, we have invested about 6 billion roughly in the HAM. And what would be the balance amount that we are planning to invest in HAM assets? And the timeline, if you can help me with, you know, on a yearly basis, if that should be helpful.
So on the equity side, the balance investment to be made in the HAM projects is around 325 crores.
325 crores.
Of which the last HAM project, Bovich-ND, which is yet to receive start date, appointed date, there is an expenditure of 225 crores, which will happen in 26, 27, 75 crores, and 27, 28, 28, 29, 73, 73. So overall, 75 crores for 3 years, starting 26, 27. Balance approximately 100 crores is for the last two assets of HAM, where certain investments is still pending, of around 95 crores.
Okay, okay.
So for 26-27, total investment would be around 175 crores. And for 27-28, 75. 28-29, 75.
Okay, so 175 crores in 27 and 28, 75 crores.
Yeah.
Understood.
So 26-27, 175.
Okay, okay.
27-28, 75. 28-29, 75.
75. Understood, sir. And just one last question over here. You know, in terms of, because another working capital has, you know, sort of seen that increase over here, what sort of receivable days are we seeing in our, you know, in the sectors that we are operating? For example, if you could, you know, in the power T&D, roughly the data days that you're seeing, or in the road EPC business, that should be helpful.
So as I said, we are bidding around 40,000 crores in road EPC for central level, another 40,000 for the various states, and then other various sectors will be combined together, will be 30 to 40,000. So more than 1 lakh crores of bidding is going to happen. Out of which mix we are expecting is 8 to 10,000.
Wonderful. So I was actually referring to the debtor days, you know, because, you know, the working capital has, you know, sort of increased.
Okay.
So any favor on that, you know, what are you seeing on power T&D, what are you seeing on road EPC?
Yeah, so as we said, all these payments are milestone based. General experience on the power sector is that the billing cycle is almost 5 to 7 months by the time which we get all money, almost. So out of part money of 30 to 40% received in advance, but balance is received after 5 to 7 months. This is the power, where we have an order book of around 4,600 crores. Mm-hmm. On the road sector, largely depend on milestone based on completion of various stages, but there is monthly billing at state level. So the cycle is around 3 to 3.5 months.
Understood, sir. Understood. That's all. I do not have any more questions. Thanks a lot.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Parth from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. My first question is, what would be our target debt levels by the end of the financial year?
So, by the end of financial year, today, as of March 26, our working capital debt is 1,126, less cash of 150 crores. It's approximately 600 crores. And we believe that the debt level would be in the range of 500 to 600 crores by March 27 also, keeping almost similar kind of turnover with a 20% churn. So it should not be a problem of maintaining a 600 crore debt. Of course, we'll have additional cash inflows of the monetization, which may impact the working capital cycle and reduce it further. On the debt side, we have around 2,778 of total consolidated debt, of which almost 1,600 crores would 1,300 crores would not be there as of March 27 because we would have sold those HAM assets. So we would be in the range of the project loans would be in the range of, as of time, around 500 to 600 crores.
My second question is, what would be the tax on the gain from asset sales?
In the range of, the rate of, it would capital gains for 12.5%, but effective tax which we have paid at ACL level, which has monetized, is almost nil. And at ABL level, approximately 20-25 crores. 22 crores rather.
And the last question, sir, of the completed deals of 5 HAM and 5 BOT assets, when will we get the remainder of the cash?
So there are small, holdbacks which we expect to receive by between June and July, total amounts.
What would be the total amount? Hello?
Approximately 130 crores.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Those were my questions.
And there are certain deferred consideration, which is based on toll extension, which is could be come, which is approximately 550 crores, which will come in the next 1 or 2 years' time. This is dependent on NHAI's decisions on extension of toll for a couple of our BOT projects.
So that would come in the next 24 months.
Yeah, we expect by 24 months to 36 months it should happen. Once NHI gives a decision, then we can then the buyer will pay us the amount for the extended period.
Okay, thank you, sir. Those were my questions. And
thank you. Next question is from the line of Vasudev from Nuvama. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you for the opportunity. So, sir, for the balance 6 HAM assets, can you give me what is the equity that we've invested in these HAM assets?
Would be, probably we'll take it offline.
Okay, sure, sir. And do we have any plans on, Chennai or Jaora Naigaon sales?
So we do pursue the sale of these two assets in the coming 12 to 18 months, and both assets are good assets to be sold, and good interest is there from buyers. So we have launched a small process of monetization. As soon as we come to certain stages, we'll keep everybody informed.
Okay, sure, sir. And lastly, sir, what is the CAPEX that we did in Q4 and our target for next year?
Q4, so total CAPEX for the year was 56 crores, of which, 67 crores, of which Q4 was 16 crores.
Okay, and for FY27, how much CAPEX are we planning?
We're planning approximately around 100 crores of CAPEX, which includes certain CAPEX in the international, on the international projects also.
Sure, sir. That's it from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Next question is from the line of Vishal Periwal from PL Capital. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thanks for the opportunity. Sir, on this ECL provision that we have created, it is particularly coming from the delay in payment from which segment for us?
So it's a mix of ECL on inventory as well as debtors. So for say project like Bhavi Chandi, we are waiting for where we started a certain mobilization and other expenses. So we are waiting for the appointed date. And then other projects where payments are delayed, and we are in discussion with NHI and other parties for finalization. So it's a mix of inventory and debtors.
Okay, sure. Yeah, that's all from my side. Thank you.
Thank you. Participants, to join the question queue, you may press star and one. Next question is from the line of Vaibhav Shah from JM Financial. Please go ahead.
Thanks for the follow. Sir, what would be our order inflow number for FY26? X of the two projects which you are not taking in the standalone books?
6,600.
This is the EPC value, X of GST?
Yeah, this is X of GST.
Okay. And sir, secondly, when you guide for a double-digit kind of margin for FY27, so there could be ECL provisions, or you have factored in some provisions and then you're guiding for 10% margins? Because this year also we were looking for a good margin, but there were sizable ECL provisions during the year.
It's an estimated amount. This number is not as free, but ECL is included in this for the working of this 10%. Because there will be stages in, as payments do come, there would be reversals of ECS also over a period of time. So it's a mix of provisions as well as reversals.
Okay. And so lastly, for the six remaining HAM assets, you mentioned that the amount is roughly 1150 crores. So if I understand correctly, the investment was roughly around 540 crores in those six assets. So gain comes around 600 crores. So what could be the tax on that at the ABL level, standalone?
So these would typically be in the range of 12.5% capital gains tax, because there's no set off here. And so we can consider a 12.5, and in ACL okay. There are three assets where probably we'll have a carry forward losses. So effective tax on all the put together would be in the range of 6 to 7%.
Okay. Okay. Got it. Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Next follow-up question is from the line of Bhavin Modi from Anand Rathi. Please go ahead.
Sir, once again for the confirmation. So which are the order book which is considered in the SPV? So the traffic management, right? IGR stamps, Saudi Arabia and Mithi River. These four are considered in the SPV level, right?
No, Mithi River is not considered outside. It is part of our order book because AB will execute it directly, though the order has been received by the SPV, but it will be on back-to-back contract. In the Saudi Arabia project and the IGR, the SPV itself will execute the work. So that is out. So Saudi Arabia has 900 crores. And IGR 1100 crores are both outside the books of ABL for consolidation. It will be, and then it will be part of consolidation.
So the traffic management and the Mithi River, right? So it's in the order book, right? So sir, where it is actually clubbed? Is it clubbed in the power T and in others?
Others.
Mithi Road. ITMS. In others. Yeah, second sir, with respect to the Bangladesh order, the order book stands at 370 crore or 374 crore, which was same, as the last year. So there is no progress there happening, right?
Work is on, though it's at a slow pace. Work is on and we expect to complete the project, complete the whole order book in the course of time.
Got it. Understood. And sir, last question, there is one circular from NHAI where they have mentioned, that the companies, now bidders, they have now to, disclose if there is any casualty in any of their, project in the last 2 years, and they become disqualified. So do we have to really rate this provision as strictly, or there is some, submission going from the, road federation companies, with respect to this provision?
Yeah, Road Federation is discussing with them, and they are coming out with a guideline how they will define the casualties for debarment and all.
Okay. Got it. Yeah, thanks.
Unless it's a catastrophic kind of failure, where a structural defect is, the failure is due to the structural defect, then only they will take such harsh situations.
But they have not clearly defined, right, what is catastrophic or something.
That is what is being getting discussed with authorities, with NHMBF authorities here.
Understood. Yeah, that's it from my side, sir. Thanks.
Okay.
Thank you. Participants, to ask a question, you may press star and one. Ladies and gentlemen, anyone who wishes to join the question queue, you may press star and one on your touchtone telephone. As there are no further questions from the participants, I now hand the conference over to the management for the closing comments.
Thank you everyone for joining this call. And would update as we have been updating on a regular basis. Thank you very much.
Thank you, sir. On behalf of Anand Rathi Shares and Stock Brokers, that concludes this conference. Thank you all for joining us, and you may now disconnect your lines.
Thank you.